All right, welcome everyone to Miracle Business Breakthrough. This is your host, Amy Yamada, and I'm so excited to have you tuning into our speaker series. And joining me today is one of the world's top 10 coaching gurus, business mentoring expert, Terry Levine. And Terry Levine is the best-selling author of 17 books, including Work Yourself Happy, Coaching is for Everyone, Stop Managing, Start Coaching, and Sell Without Selling, Lessons from the Jungle from Sales Success. And the reason I wanted to feature Terry Levine is that her firm, Terry Levine Worldwide, mentors businesses of all sizes to attract new prospects, convert those prospects into paying customers, and increase their profits. And her firm works to find hidden income opportunities to unlock new sources of revenue to create massive profits with each client. So welcome, Terry Levine. Thank you for joining me.
I am so happy to be here, Amy. I'm very excited. Thank you.
So I would love to just jump right in. I mean, it's just been amazing to see how much you've accomplished. When I was reading through your bio and in our previous conversations, I could just talk for an entire hour or more just talking about everything that you've done. And so I'd love for you to take us back in time. And when we're thinking about this theme of miracle business breakthroughs, can you take us back to some of what you would consider your own miracle business breakthroughs and share a little bit about each one of them?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because they all seem like lifetimes ago, like separate entities. But my story is that I started as a speech language pathologist. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you go to school, they really don't teach you how to be an entrepreneur, right? Mm-hmm. So I was understood to be a speech pathologist, but not how to own my own business. And I think that's like a lot of people, right, Amy?
Right, absolutely.
But I had this entrepreneurial desire, also like a lot of people. So I did start my own business, but I had no idea how to get a patient. And my miracle breakthrough was, it's kind of a bizarre thing, but I couldn't get one patient. So I was paying for office space, for clinic, and I couldn't find a patient. And, you know, I was panicked. Mm-hmm. And my story is this, and it's kind of bizarre, but I did something called the 9-hour marketing call.
A 9-hour marketing call?
This is not a joke. This was just desperation and persistence. I was in an area that I didn't grow up. I grew up on the East Coast, and I now moved to the Midwest as my husband had gotten a job there. And finally, out of desperation, I literally sat in a physician's office for 9 hours waiting to see him, hoping that eventually he would see me so I could talk to him for referrals. And the office manager kept saying, he's never going to see you. He's never going to see you. At the end of 9 full hours where I didn't even leave when they took their lunch break, I sat outside the locked door waiting for them to come back.
Oh my gosh.
He came out and said, young lady, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want, but get into my office right now. And I ran into his office. Told him who I was, what I wanted to do, and just said, please, just try me. Send me a couple of people. And 3 days later, he did. And then I was able to leverage that to get other doctors. And that's how I built my very first business. That's a miracle.
Oh my gosh. I love that story though, because it's, you know, it's just about really going the distance, you know? I mean, there's not a lot of people who would wait 9 hours. I mean, that's like a flight across the ocean. I just think of anything that we would do 9 hours for. Now, all I can think about is I was born and raised over in Japan, and when I would fly to the United States, we'd fly, you know, Tokyo, San Francisco, and that was a good 10 hours or so. But there's not a lot of things I would do for 9 hours straight to wait, you know.
Somebody's asked me recently, they go, what the heck? It really was desperation. I had tried everything with like 20 doctors. Nobody would see me. And I thought, I'm just going to stay here until somebody does, because I didn't know what else to do. That really is how I broke through and then eventually was able to develop, back in the 1980s, $1 million business. If it wasn't for that first doctor starting to refer, that business would have never taken off.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So what did that lead you to? I mean, you talk about really kind of breaking through that $1 million mark. That's really amazing. So can you share with us a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, what I found out, and I find this interesting, is that I really wasn't very good at speech-language pathology. what it ended up being was that I was really good at marketing. I realized that I had to keep going out there because, you know, once you got a few patients, you complete with those patients, but you had to go get more patients. You had to go get more patients. So I realized I wasn't the best at speech-language pathology, so I hired a really great speech-language pathologist, and I actually became the marketer. And so the realization for me was, wow, I happen to be really good at marketing. I love talking to people. I love relationships, and I'm okay with no. I'm okay with people, and this is how I look at it, and maybe this is a breakthrough for people. I look at marketing or quote unquote selling. I don't look at it as a four-letter word. I look at it like, Amy, you come to visit me at my home and I go, oh, Amy, I just made some great brownies. Would you like some?
Uh-huh.
And maybe you say yes, and that's awesome. And maybe you say no. And if you say no, it's maybe because you're not hungry. That's fine. Maybe you don't like chocolate. That's fine. Maybe you have a gluten intolerance. That's fine. It's nothing personal.
Right.
And once I got that piece, I'm like, marketing is just building relationships and offering a gift that I believe I have. So once I got into that, I was able to create business after business simply because, to me, the whole quote-unquote, if you look at the underpinning miracle breakthrough for me, it's the mindset of marketing, selling is nothing more than offering a gift and being okay with somebody saying, I'm not really that interested in the gift, and you being okay with saying, that's cool.
Right. Oh, that is, you know, that is so good. And it's so, I just think about everyone who's listening right now and how oftentimes there's this whole fear of marketing and putting themselves out there and selling. I mean, they get very uncomfortable with the idea of selling because they make it something that feels icky or slimy, or they think of the, you know, the stereotypical used car salesperson, you know, back in the day. And it doesn't need to be that way, does it?
It really doesn't. And if you get in, I think it's more mental attitude. Mm-hmm. If you kind of get into the space of saying, first, I'm going to back up. Well, you have to believe that what you have has high value. And I'll say to everybody, if you really don't think what you have has value, stop selling it. You know,
right.
Truly.
Right.
Sell something else. But if you really do believe it has value, then it's very simple. All you want to do is say, hey, here it is. I think it offers you value, if you really believe it does for that particular person. And if they love it and they also can see it, great. If it doesn't resonate with them, just as great.
Right. Exactly. You know, it's so interesting because not too long ago, I heard a really great mentor say to me, just don't get attached to the person in front of you becoming your client, right? Because when you're attached to it and you're coming from this, I'm desperate for a sale or I need to bring on a new client and that kind of a thing, then your energy comes across a certain way. Your attitude, like what you're saying, your attitude, your mindset are a certain way. But if you just don't get attached and really just focus on, like you said, I love the way you described it, offering a gift and seeing if that gift is for them or not. And really, it's okay because they have the power to make that decision, right?
And that's it. That really is it. And you know what? The truth of the matter is, I never feel rejected, hurt, down. And I feel any of that. I just feel like it's not the right time. It's not the right thing. I'm not the right person. And I want to be aligned and make sure that whatever I'm offering aligns with somebody and that I'm never offering something that's not a fit or that I'm manipulating. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important, if you don't mind me sharing this.
Sure.
I went through training with one of the top salespeople, a gentleman who's passed away, an older gentleman who really was one of the top sales trainers, we won't use his name, who taught every close, you know, the Ben Franklin close and the, you know, the alternative close. And I learned 111 closes, okay? I memorized all of them.
Right.
And then I worked for a company, and I learned every one of these closes, and I became the top salesperson in the company. And this is the truth. I would go home at night, and I would throw up after I sold.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I did. I threw up every night. Mm-hmm. And my husband would say to me, "What's going on?" And I'd be like, "I don't know. I felt like they didn't want to buy, and somehow I got them to buy."
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized that was what was happening,
mm-hmm.
I totally stopped that. I threw out.
Are you there? Sorry, I think I lost you for a second.
There it is.
Oh, there you are. I think I lost you for a moment. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. All I did is say, here it is. Here it is. If you'd like to have it, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. No more. Here's a manipulative close. Here it is. If you'd like to have it, here it is. There's the brownie.
Right. That is so good. You know, it's so interesting how there's so much training out there in sales. And I can relate, you know, I worked in radio advertising for a number of years. And early on, I went to several different training conferences and whatnot. And there were some that it just didn't sit right with me, you know, where it just felt very manipulative and highly persuasive. And I just thought, you know, I wouldn't want to be sold something in that way. I would want it to be more of a connection and be from an authentic place of, is this really providing a solution to what I'm looking for? Or is this something that I really want right now? And if not, then don't pressure me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know, I'm really glad you brought that up. I always put myself in, how do I feel as a buyer? Because if I walk in and somebody's pushing me or all over me,
mm-hmm.
ugh, I want to run. You know,
absolutely. Yeah, right? And we all know what that feels like, right? I think everyone has been in an experience where someone has been really selling to them in that way where you feel it. You actually have a physical react, like inside you kind of tense up and it's really uncomfortable. You might even feel hot in the face. You know, I'm just like, why is this person trying to talk me into something when I've told them that I really am not interested or that it's not the right time? And I'll never forget when my husband and I, we were talking to somebody about getting new windows in our house. We actually weren't even interested. We were talking to somebody at a trade show, and then they said, "Oh, well, why don't we come out to your house and, you know, just tell you what that's about?" And we're like, "We're really not interested, you know, something down the road, maybe." They said, "Well, no problem. We'll just share with you what that looks like, you know, or just at least we can educate you on what kind of windows you want to be looking for, what you don't want to be looking for." And I said clearly, "Just know that no matter what, we're not in a place to buy right now." So this is years ago. And finally, so this rep comes to our house and very educational, very charming, all these things. But when it came to the actual sell, because he was convinced he was going to sell us, even though we clearly said we were not in the market to buy, I will tell you what, he put on the pressure like nobody else. I had never experienced it where I actually start to feel really upset. And I just thought, what is going on here? And I, you know, I was nice up until a point, and I'm always a nice person, right? And finally, I just felt so uncomfortable, and I just had to put my foot down and said, "You know what? I've been in sales for a long time, and I would never say the things to someone the way you just spoke to us." I was fired up, you know, and I said, just the fact that you're being this pushy and making us this uncomfortable, it makes me feel as though I will never buy from you. And it was funny to see how he backpedaled because I could see exactly what it was he was doing. And I called him out on it in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. And so they said, "Oh, well, you know," and I was so turned off by it. But I felt good about really putting my foot down and knowing that in my heart, I would never sell to any client in any industry. I just don't think it's necessary. And when you really come from a good place with integrity, and it's exactly what you said, if you'd like to have it, here it is. If not, that's okay too. It's just a much more pleasant experience from the beginning. So thank you for sharing that. That's a really interesting topic. And I know it's an area that a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs and their teams, they struggle with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I think it's the biggest thing, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
It is the biggest thing in my experience. I've been coaching for 20 years, 5,000 people. It is the number one underlying thing to me,
mm-hmm.
that holds people back from really making, first of all, getting to six figures, but 100% getting to seven figures.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Wow. That's amazing. So tell us about, you know, again, going back to kind of your breakthrough moments, and you've done quite a bit with your Terry Levine Worldwide, with your coaching and mentoring. And I know over the phone, we chatted prior to our interview, you talked about the guerrilla marketing. And can you speak to that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I love talking about this. So many, many years ago, when I needed to educate myself on, you know, how do I grow my own business, I read this awesome book by J. Conrad Levinson called Guerrilla Marketing. Mm-hmm. And the concepts in it really resonated with me because it was low and no cost marketing, and it was all about creativity. And I just thought, this is brilliant stuff. So I implemented that in my business, which at that time was my art business, and then later was my coaching business. And my coaching business was really founded on guerrilla marketing techniques. And so for those of you who aren't familiar with guerrilla marketing, it's really using creativity versus money. So you might be using a very creative idea that somebody else has never thought of. So, you know, let me give you a for example. And some of you probably have seen some really cool guerrilla marketing things and don't even know that you've seen some of these things. But J. Conrad Levinson, by the way, he if you don't know him, he created things like the Marlboro Man, for those of you who are old enough to remember what mm-hmm. that was.
Okay. Yeah.
But he came up with things that were like the unexpected. So he would do things that you would never expect to see. So, for example, one of guerrilla marketing idea was there was a bench that was a Nestle Kit Kat bar. And it was painted, but it was only half of it was painted with Kit Kat on it. And people would walk around and they would see like half of it that would say Kit Kat. And it would just catch people's attention. But it started to get like the branding out for the words Kit Kat. Mm-hmm. And so it was sort of an unusual thing. And so that's quote unquote an example of like a big company using guerrilla marketing. So I would look at these like big examples of guerrilla marketing, and then I would say, well, what could like a tiny coaching company do? Because I couldn't do something like that. So one of the things that I did was I parked my car. This is like really goofy, but this is what I did. I parked my car downtown where I live, and I live in a pretty small community. Mm-hmm. And on the front of my car, I decorated my windshield with a bright purple, because purple is my favorite color, a bright purple like sticker all over my windshield. And it said, "Got life issues?" I just had it printed up at Kinko's. And then I had balloons all over the car. Uh-huh. And I just was standing there. Okay, that's all I was doing. I was just standing there. So people were walking by the car and looking at it. And it was getting photographed and photographed. And the next thing I knew was the press showed up. Okay, that's guerrilla marketing. I got in the newspaper. Okay, I didn't do advertising, which cost a fortune, and nobody like believes in advertising. And the press goes, "What are you doing?" And then that was my very first interview.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's out there. That's, you know, a bit on the wild and crazy side, but that's guerrilla marketing. It's being creative, mm-hmm. and it's doing creative types of things.
That is fantastic. I'm just visualizing your car with the balloons and the bright purple, and it just makes me smile, because it's just it's something you don't see every day, right? And it's something where people, I love it when, because I kind of geek out on marketing and promotions and really creative ideas like this. So I just love this topic, and I always want for my clients or newer entrepreneurs to really think outside the box and think, whenever they see something, whether it's online or in person, or, you know, just really being creative, I want people to see it, notice it, and then say, "What's that? I want to know what that is about." And that's exactly what you did. It's exactly what you did with your car and the balloons, and that's the kind of thing that gets noticed, because it's happy and it's inspiring, and it gets people to say, "What's that? I want to know," right?
Yes, and here's one thing I'll say, because sometimes people go, "Well, how do I think of something?" be you. Like, right. that's not for everybody. Some of you might go, oh, I would never do that. You just think, oh, what would be fun for me? And like, what's my personality? My personality is all about purple and it's all about like silliness and blah, blah, blah. So I just thought, well, what would be sort of fun and, you know, kind of funny for me. Mm-hmm. And so I just came up with something that would be fun and funny for me. Can I give you one other?
Absolutely. This is great.
All right. And I have to share that Joe Vitale helped me create this years ago, and it was one of my absolutely most fun things. Joe Vitale and I were looking at a fun thing that I could do, and Joe said, oh, let's do a zany list, a top 10 list of zany kinds of coaching things that people could do. And I'm like, what? So he goes, oh, you could do it, Terry. Come up with like zany kinds of coaches. You know, a coach could be any kind of a coach. So I wrote a top 10 list of zany kinds of coaches. Like you could be a Idaho potato farmer coach. And you could, so I made up all these kind of crazy coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent that out as a press release. I said, everybody's becoming a coach these days, and you could be this kind of coach. So it became this sort of funny top 10 list. And we sent it out to like all these media contacts. And yeah, well, I've got press everywhere. And all of a sudden, one day, I got a call from my girlfriend, and she said, oh my God. She said, do you know that they used your top 10 list on the David Letterman show?
What?
And I go, what? And she goes, oh my God. She goes, David Letterman goes, the top 10 list tonight is from the zany list of top 10 coaches. And I go, what? And she recorded it.
Oh,
is that funny? But it got my name.
That's amazing.
Out.
Yeah.
And he actually said, this business coach named Terry Levine, and there was my name on the so now Joe goes, well, now you could say, as appeared on the David Letterman show, which was quite funny.
Yeah.
That's just an example.
You know, that is so good. And it's funny because just today I was talking to one of my entrepreneurial clients who was talking about press releases and wanting to get that, you know, something out there to really promote his business. Now I come from the media background, right? And so I know what happens to most press releases. They come in and they go into the recycling bin unless they capture our attention, right? And so I love that it was something so fun and unique. And like you said, be you, really, really think about something that's fun and quirky if that's your personality. And that's exactly what you did. And it's just, you never know where something like that is going to lead to, right? You never know where it's going to go. But the fact that you're willing to put it out there, and when you have fun with it and it's something that is unique and different and aligns with your personality and your brand, why not? I mean, have fun with it.
And you said the word that I just really want to remind you, make it fun. When you make marketing and selling heavy and you won't attract anybody. It's got to be fun. It's got to be you. It's got to be your personality. Be your authentic self always. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Definitely. Oh, that's so good. So I wanted to see, when you think about this creativity and really getting out there, obviously, you know, times have changed over the years in terms of really how to have that strong online presence. So can you kind of transition into what you've been able to do and help other businesses really take their business to the next level online?
Oh, my sweet spot.
You're like, how much time do we have, right? We could talk about this all day.
All right. So, you know, it obviously has become a different world over the last few years, and everybody's, you know, online. And so I really played around with this over the years and was trying LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and, you know, everything else that's out there. And trying it for all kinds of clients, because my company, we work with all kinds of different clients. And everybody was really into LinkedIn. And my experience was LinkedIn is really great if you're looking for a job, if you're looking for a job, if you want like a job connection. It just wasn't for the our clients, and really finding new people to hire them. So we're like, LinkedIn, not so much. For us, we also found Twitter to be lots and lots of ads, going really, really fast, too much stream. So we weren't like really getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to study Facebook for myself and my own business, and I really spent a lot of time not only studying Facebook, but finding a way that I could not only learn the algorithms, but keep up with the algorithms, which is the biggest thing with Facebook, is those algorithms change. Now, with Facebook, I used to say monthly. Now it's almost weekly and daily. It's very fascinating. And I knew how many people were on Facebook, that it's basically like the size of a nation. Right. And in addition to that, most people are spending in the U.S. an hour to an hour and a half a day on Facebook.
Wow.
A day. Okay, that's more time than they spend on the internet and way more time than they're ever going to spend on any of our websites. Any of our websites.
Right, right.
So I knew it was the prime piece of real estate. And I also know that I go to Facebook to be in touch with my family and friends. So I played just with my own Facebook. And I said to myself, you know, I know how to grow likes. Mm-hmm. But I realized that Facebook is not about likes. We've got to monetize. What's the purpose of, who cares if you have 10 million likes?
Right.
Who cares? Yeah, it's not a popularity contest.
Exactly.
Plus, remember, guerrilla marketing. I don't want to pay Facebook a lot of money. No offense, Facebook, but I don't want to pay you a lot of money for ads.
Sure.
So because I had co-authored two books with J. Conrad Levinson before he passed away, I really got to understand guerrilla marketing even better. And I said, I'm going to bring guerrilla marketing to internet marketing, but I'm going to bring it just with Facebook. And I developed the system for myself, just for myself, to figure out how to leverage Facebook and literally make money on it. And so what we did is in last year with my company is we began to blend our entire system. We call it the Rapid ROI system, but we blend it with Facebook. And I have to say to people, if you just rely on social media, you are not going to leverage and optimize to make a 6- and 7-figure income, in my experience. Mm-hmm. If you just sit at home behind your computer, you're not going to leverage. And I will tell you that my clients are some of the biggest internet marketers out there, some of the most famous names. And they do not just use internet marketing.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. Go ahead. Yeah. No, it's just funny how people think that, oh, I'm just going to sit behind my computer and travel the world and make a ton of money. And I mean, maybe there's an exception somewhere out there, but I think that there's still other parts of it that need to happen in order to be successful, right?
Yes. And one of my favorite mentors, Joel Bauer, said an expression that goes sort of like this. I'm paraphrasing, something like this. People can click from place to place, but there's no better relationship than face to face.
So good.
Right? I love that.
So I love it. Mm-hmm.
That is the blend that I believe you need. So Facebook, to me, is where you need to show up in the right way, which is not selling. And I'm going to repeat that.
Yeah.
When I repeat something, it's really important.
Yes. I hope everybody is writing this down. I'm taking notes. So everybody better get out a pen and paper, say it again, and really let's hear this. Go ahead.
Facebook is about value. It is about literally just putting one piece of content a day. Simple. A beautiful graphic that is content rich. You can look at my page. You can model, literally steal what I'm doing. Model it. I teach the method, but you can steal it. Business mentoring expert. Literally just go look at my page and steal what I'm doing. You don't even have to buy my method. Steal what I'm doing. Okay. Start. If you follow my page, you'll learn very simple. Oh, here's exactly what she does. I'll model it. Mm-hmm. It's so simple. It's an image once a day, an image. And with that image, there is value, content, value. That's all it is. That speaks to my ideal target audience. It's not a sale. However, there's a hidden system behind it, and that I will not reveal. It's proprietary. That actually does bring people to my website. Okay? Because you don't want your people sitting on Facebook. You don't want them sitting on Facebook.
Right.
Otherwise, Facebook owns them and you don't.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay? So please also remember the second part, which comes from Joel Bauer, face-to-face. So from going out and being in the public in whatever way that looks for you, networking, speaking, going to events, whatever that is for you, with your target, exact, ideal target audience, combined with Facebook, there's your business.
Right. That is so good. You know, it's amazing to me how many people want to grow their business, or they say they want to grow their business.
Glad you languaged.
Right? Yes, they say they want to grow their business. And yet when it comes down to doing what they need to do, they simply aren't doing it. And sometimes it's out of fear. Sometimes it's just the mental attitude. But they say they want to grow. And everything you're talking about, just I love what you're talking about. And it makes me, of course, very curious about this hidden system. So we may have to talk more about that down the road and maybe in a different capacity. But all that being said, you know, just really speaking to your audience in a simple, you know, with a simple image, beautiful graphic, content rich. I just love everything that you're talking about and combining that with the face to face. And for some people, they might say, well, Amy, well, you're really outgoing, so it must be easy for you. And I'm kind of more of an introvert. And what I want to say to them is that that's okay. You're going to find a way to connect with people anyway, right? It doesn't mean you have to be speaking from a stage or, you know, everyone finds a way in which to connect. But if you're hiding behind technology all the time, it's going to become a lot harder than if you do exactly what you were saying your mentor, Joel Bauer, was saying about face-to-face. There's just nothing as powerful as the in-person experience, right?
And I'll share something because sure. I think I have one of the most introverted clients in the world, and I really mean that. She's just extremely introverted. It has to do with her culture and a lot of her self-beliefs.
Sure.
And yet we're in the midst of building a very successful six-figure business.
Mm-hmm.
She now goes out to where she's comfortable, and it's not everywhere, but she's not the speaker. She's not going to be the speaker. However, she can be present at events,
mm-hmm.
and she can be in the audience, and she can show up as who she is with her gifts, and people can recognize her,
mm-hmm.
and people can see her gifts.
Right.
So just show up and be present, but don't just show up where your ideal target audience is not. Be where your target audience is. I find I'm going to use the coaching industry, my own industry, because it's the obvious one. Coaches hang out with coaches.
Right.
That just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Right.
Unless that's who you want to coach. We coach a lot of dentists, for example. So I'm going to go to dental meetings. I'm going to walk around dental association conferences and conventions. I'm not going to go to coaching association meetings and hang out there or be a part of a federal coaching association meeting because that's not my ideal target audience.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. Absolutely. And that's where people, again, sometimes people say, well, gosh, I do a lot of networking, but nothing's happening. And I'll say, well, a couple things. What types of networking events are you going to, and do they align with your ideal customer or client? And what are you doing once you get there? Right? So,
there's just these
certain things that need to be a part of the equation in order for it to be successful. If you're going to a networking event just in general, just to have fun, and you go with your best friend, guess what's going to happen? You're going to hang out with your best friend, maybe talk to a few people, but you're not really there to grow your business or just even expand your outreach. So I love what you're talking about, and it's just about really being clear with who you're trying to target and making sure that you're getting in front of them and being present.
Yes.
Love it.
And just show up and be you. Be authentically you. Whoever, if you're shy and quiet, be shy and quiet.
Yeah.
Don't force yourself to be anything, but just be you.
Just be you. I love it. Awesome. Well, let's bring it to kind of present day. So tell us, what are you focusing on now in your business and in your life?
Thank you. Really focused on getting out our rapid ROI system. And I'll just tell you how that came to be. Clients kept asking me over and over again, you must have this down to like a formula because you've been repeating it. You've had six multi-million dollar businesses. You know, it must be like a formulaic process. And it was funny because I think it was six or seven people said, and I remember I wrote this down on an index card, formulaic process, formulaic process. And I'm like, why do I keep hearing those same words? And then I thought, well, you know what? It is a formula because I did, once I figured out my first business, I did use the same thing in my second business. So I spent about 2 years really dissecting what is my formula because there is one. And I'd coached at that time a couple of thousand business owners. Now it's over 5,000, but I really said there is a formula. You know, I am doing a formula. And so it took me quite a while to dissect what is the formula. And then I put it all back together and named it the Rapid ROI Marketing System. It's really taking guerrilla marketing and combining it with what I call hidden marketing assets. See, we all have something hidden that we can't see in our business.
Mm-hmm.
So just to give you one example, in my own business, I had so many clients that I had worked with that for whatever reason at some point felt complete, and I felt they were complete. And so they were in touch with me on my newsletter list, but they didn't know that now I dissected the system.
Right.
So a hidden marketing asset for me is just simply saying, hey, it's Terry. I dissected the system. Just wanted to let you know. Might resonate with you. That's all. That's a hidden marketing asset. People you already have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But here's a big thing. Most people, big mistake, pay attention, spend all of their time, all of their money, and most of their focus hunting for new clients.
Right.
Instead, look at the hidden things you already have, okay? So the Rapid ROI system combines the hidden things you already have, takes those, and then uses guerrilla marketing so that you can turn revenues and profits way more quickly. It's just four-step process that is a done-for-you and done-with-you process because I believe coaching, mentoring, and consulting, when all done together,
mm-hmm.
are really the sweet spot. And that's what we do now. That's what Terry Levine Worldwide has come to be. So I've got a team of awesome people, and I'm really on this mission to get this methodology and formula out to as many people as I can during my lifetime. And hopefully it will continue on and will serve more entrepreneurs after my lifetime.
That is so good. You know, it's great too, because I find that, and I'm sure you've seen this with business owners, is that they follow systems best when it's broken down for them in a step-by-step process, right? And so
yes.
when it's too esoteric or it's a rah-rah session, you know, when I think about conferences I've attended or even coaches I've worked with, I've worked with some amazing mentors myself, but then there's been those that really were lovely people and inspiring and all these things, but I didn't feel like they showed me a step-by-step system to really learn how they've been successful or what has worked for their clients. And I think that especially for those of you who are coaches or up and coming coaches and consultants and mentors and want to be in that really great space, I believe, and this really kind of speaks to what Terry's talking about, is it's really about getting clear with how have you gotten to where you are? What do you feel strongly about in terms of what has worked for you? And Terry, I really love what you've done. You've dissected the system to figure out how can I help others achieve their desired results. And when you can come up with your own system or formula and find a way to sell that as a package or a coaching program or something, whether it's a book, you know, there's many different methods of putting together something that teaches. I just think that that's such a gift that you are giving to the world, you know, and it's something that can live beyond ourselves. So
I just want to say
that that's a really wonderful thing that you've done, and congratulations on creating this Rapid ROI system. And just before I forget to go back, when you were saying that we could all check out your Facebook page and model what you've done, what is your Facebook page?
It's Business Mentoring Expert.
Business Mentoring Expert. Perfect. I want everyone to follow her because she is fantastic and we all need to be seeing what she's doing. And of course, if we want to learn about the Rapid ROI system, we'll make sure that all of the appropriate links are on your speaker's page so that people can find you. And if they want to see if there's a way to work with you, the information will be right there. But that is very, very cool. It's very intriguing to me. And I know it's going to help a lot of people out there that are wanting to find those hidden streams of revenue that are probably right in front of their faces. They're just not seeing them.
Mm-hmm. And they're there. Believe me, they're there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, just it's so exciting to hear what you've done with over the years in terms of really taking things to the next level, but still staying true to your core of the belief and the strong belief in guerrilla marketing, which I can see being a very great opportunity and strategy to grow, even with the online space. And I wanted to also ask you, so a lot of our listeners are newer coaches and entrepreneurs, small business owners that would love to know how to get to that first sweet spot in their business of earning $10,000 or more each month on a consistent basis. So with Miracle Business Breakthrough, I'm asking each of our experts to share their top three tips that our listeners can apply right away in their businesses to work towards those goals. So can you share your top three tips that they can put into action right away? Oh, are you there? I think I lost you for a moment. Are you there? Okay. Are you there?
I'm back.
Okay, sorry about that. You know, technology, it's funny because when people listen to this, I'll get a little behind the scenes because I think people always want to know behind the scenes. Terry right now is actually in Mexico. I'm in Seattle. And it sounds like we're right next door, but these things happen. But I'm glad that we are reconnecting. So go ahead. What are your top three tips for our listeners to get to that sweet spot of 10K a month consistently or more?
Okay, so one thing I just have to say is to everybody, this is about living a lifestyle business too, guys.
Yeah.
Because I do get to live in Mexico for the winter because I have designed a lifestyle business. So I just want everybody to hold that in mind.
Yeah.
You can design a lifestyle business, okay?
So, yes, I love it. I love it.
All right. So the very first thing that I want you to think of is a little bit differently than the way most people think. A lot of people think I need to design something that's a smaller service or a smaller product, and that I need to start offering that first. Mm-hmm. And I think that comes from a lack of confidence. Mm-hmm. So I want you to think of something larger and more valuable to sell first. Let's just play with this. If I were going to offer something that's $100, I have to sell a lot of those to get to that $10,000.
Right.
Okay. So let's think about that. So instead, I want you to think, what could I sell that I could sell a lot less of to make $10,000? So let me give you an example.
Okay.
If I were able to sell a really unbelievably valuable day with me, where I shared all of the information that's in my head for the past whatever amount of time you have, even if you're a brand new coach, you have a ton of information in your head about something. You are an expert at something.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be your niche, by the way. Don't start doing some niche that you're not an expert in or that you don't know a ton of people in or that you don't have credibility in. That's a whole different topic, but you're an expert at something. Let's just say you said, I'm going to offer a whole day of my time. Could you charge $3,000, $2,000, $4,000, $5,000, maybe even $10,000 for that?
Right.
There's your $10,000 a month. So that's tip number one, is go the opposite way that most people go. People start with like an inexpensive something and then they try to like bump it up. That's lack of self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Start with something high-end.
Right.
And then work backwards.
Absolutely. And I want everyone to hear this too, to go on that note. There are mentors that charge that kind of money and a lot more to spend a VIP day with them. So some of you already know this. Some of you have never heard of this. I remember the first time I heard of someone that said, hey, you want to spend a day with me? It's $18,000. And my jaw dropped. And there were people who were willing to buy that or spend money on that because it was an investment to learn something they desperately wanted to learn.
And I'll just share, my clients know this, that I spent $56,000 to spend 2 hours with a mentor. 2 hours.
Wow.
However, from one idea that I got, I made over $1 million that year. An extra $1 million, I should say. An extra.
Wow.
So I bet, I really do. I know in my heart that every single one of you, every single one of you has something you can offer somebody that's going to help them. It may not be financially. It may be in their lives. It may be in a problem, in a situation. Think of what you know that somebody is really needing, that you really feel called to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid to ask a lot of money for it, because what's that problem been worth to them? How much money have they spent trying to find the answer? And I would even go beyond that and say, guarantee them that if they're not satisfied with that day, they get to pay whatever they think it's worth.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that. That's good. I like that.
Okay. So that makes you more comfortable if you're lacking some self-confidence. All right. Let's go to tip number two. Go right to something that can be sold in some kind of a group format, in a mass format versus individual. Big, 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 big Terry Levine mistake. I'm always very transparent. My first year as a coach, and this is going back almost 20 years ago, it's funny because my first book is called Work Yourself Happy, but truly my very first year as a coach, I almost worked myself to death. That's really, it's not a joke. It's just, I hate to say it, but it is truly honest. I got into coaching to get out of working in corporate America, where I was working myself to death and loved coaching so much that at the end of the first year, I realized that I was working anytime a client wanted me. 5 o'clock in the morning, if they were in a foreign country and they needed me at a, you know, Saturday at a crazy hour, Sunday, I was working nonstop. And my accountant said, you know, hey, you had a good year. You made a little over $500,000. But then I realized I really didn't have a life. And I thought, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
And so then I realized in the coaching business, and this is in a lot of businesses, you really can't make the kind of money that you might want to make if you are working individually. And this is in a lot of businesses. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I needed to shift to instantly was that I needed to make sure that I was working in mass, whether I was speaking to larger groups, whether I was doing teleclasses, nowadays it's webinars, whatever it is. So whatever your business is, and this can be done in every business. I know a lot of people go, oh, I can't do that in my business. You can. just start thinking about groups of people. So I'm just going to give a quick example. In my business, I shifted my model in year two of my coaching business, and in 1 hour, I'll never forget this. It was like, wow, I just got off of a call. And in that hour, I really served people with synchronicity and with breakthroughs and all kinds of really cool things in 1 hour. And they were raving about it. And I served 23 people and I made $1,000. Now, I wasn't going in there to make $1,000 in 1 hour. Right. I was going in there to serve. But that's how the model shifted. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Number three. Ready for number three?
Ready. Yes.
Passive income. How would it feel if you were me in Mexico, where I live 3.5, almost 4 months out of the year, and I work from here? By the way, my office is quite lovely. I'm at the beach or the pool with Wi-Fi, where I have a little palapa and a lovely view. And the days that I'm not working with my clients, that I'll never stop working with clients because I adore that and I love that. And I love writing and I love speaking and I love training and I love doing interviews and all of that. So the days I'm not doing that, there's passive income that's rolling in that is bringing in $10,000 or more. And if I was smart when I set up my business, I would have set up passive income. So what's passive income? It could be creating tiny little pamphlets, brochures, content, books, booklets, ebooks, CDs. It could be reselling other people's books, booklets, affiliate products, programs. Could be a membership site. All of those things, literally in your first, I would say, 60 to 90 days, should be bringing you $10,000 or more in your business easily, effortlessly, and rapidly getting you ROI.
That is amazing. I love that. And it's, you know, this is an area that I know a lot of businesses are intrigued by and they just haven't yet gotten into it, you know, as far as learning exactly how to do it, what the steps they need to take, or which one should I do. So I think that that's a really great area to explore so that you can have that revenue stream coming in. And that's something that I think most coaches, kind of like what you've described and my experience as well, you start off with this one-on-one, smaller packages, small thinking smaller, and then over time we go through a similar process of, well, wait a minute, is this how I really want to run my business for the rest of my life? Or do I want to really take it to the next level?
Exactly, exactly. So take it to the next level right in the beginning. If I had had this advice in the beginning, it would have been so easy versus such a struggle. And mm-hmm. I really want it to be easy and effortless for everyone who's listening. So it's authentic, it's easy, it's effortless, and it's more joyful.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. Well, this has been such a joy. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners today, Terry? As far as I remember in a previous conversation, you said you might have something special to offer.
Yes, I do. And I'm very excited about this. A few years ago, I created something called the Ultimate Enrollment Guide for Entrepreneurs. And I came up with this with another gal named Kelly Robbins because the two of us realized that entrepreneurs were selling like it was such a hard thing. And it was like, oh my gosh, we need to stop people from this kind of madness. And so I came up with all of these easy, effortless ways where you could just assess ways that you could offer your products and services and attract people and get leads. And I'll give you one really simple one that is going to come right out of this free gift, but it's really simple. I went around in my town, this is so easy, and I would just go to like a place where my ideal client might be. Like back at the in the day that I first started, I knew my ideal client could be in a health food store, could be in a gym, could be in a spa, and I would go in and I'd say, hey, I would love to offer, you know, free life coaching sessions. Can I just put this little box here where people could just register and, you know, I'd be happy to give them all a session and it would be value for your members. They'd be like, sure. And then every week I'd go and I'd pick up all the filled out cards and I would call, schedule the sessions, and I had 30 clients in 30 days.
That's so good. And it's just so, and it's not in your face marketing. It's not forcing anybody to do anything. It's inviting them, really.
It's inviting the ideal prospect. Mm-hmm. And that's just one. So if that one doesn't suit you, there's a ton of them. So it's called the Ultimate Enrollment System. And you don't do everything. You just pick what's right for you. It gives you some ideas of what to say. You don't have to use those, but it gives you a ton of great stuff. None of it's selling. And so that's a gift that I want to give every single person so that they can really get rapidly into ROI.
Oh, that is so good. Thank you so much for your generosity and sharing that gift. And we'll make sure that the link is on your speaker's page so everyone knows where to find that wonderful Ultimate Enrollment Guide and System. That's so, so wonderful. So thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
And Terry, thanks for being such a special guest speaker for Miracle Business Breakthrough. We really hope to chat with you again. I've so enjoyed getting to know you and this interview has just been wonderful. I know it's going to be so valuable to everyone who's listening.
Anytime. It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Amy.
All right. And to those of you who are listening to our series, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I empower you to break free and turn your small business into your dream business. Take care.